And let's stand together. Just bow our heads and open the service. Father, we come before you tonight. Lord, you've given us another opportunity to, Lord, come before you in your precious spirit presence to hear you speak to us. Lord, that we may judge ourselves. Lord, see if we have any shortness. Lord, if we do, we pray that you would give us grace and revelation that we may, Lord, take another step higher. Lord, that we may get closer to thee. Father, maybe some of us are, Lord, just needing strength, reassurance. Father, that's what we've come, Lord, to pull on you. Lord, we pray that you would just bless each and every one. We're so thankful for you giving us this opportunity. Pray that you would just have your way. Lord, and even the little songs, Father, we've laid on our hearts, we pray that you would just bless them, that it may prepare us for when your word does come forth. Pushing all the world out, and nothing would be on our minds but Jesus Christ. We ask all this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Precious Lord. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, like to start on page 167 of Only Believe. The old rugged cross. Hallelujah. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinner was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. I will cling to the old rugged cross 93. The love of God. Amen. It's His love for us. Put Him there, saints.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the
His every child.
Hey!
God. I love that mental picture that songwriter wrote. Amen. You've ever seen the ocean, how vast they are. That much ink. Amen. Skies, when it's so beautiful out, how large and wide they are. Never be able to write it, what he's done for us. Praise his holy name. Amen. Brother Paul, could you come up for the offering? That's a blessing, if you will.
Lord Jesus, I'm your Father, what a privilege it is once again in the house of the Lord, your Father, Lord Jesus. Just come before you, Lord Jesus, with open hearts, Lord Jesus. Just want to receive from you once again this day, Lord Jesus. I pray just speak to our ministers and pray for the word, Lord Jesus. Speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that blessing we have.
Yes.
Jesus, I just want to thank you all for the natural blessings you give us here, Lord Jesus. You've blessed us so much, Lord Jesus. So much to be thankful for, Lord Jesus. Now this offering, this small portion, we give back to you, Father, Lord Jesus. Just may be useful. Brothers of the kingdom, whatever you need, Lord Jesus, or searching heart, Lord Jesus, may it reach out there to you, Father. Just bless each and every one of us today, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Oh, the fool. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the thee over will grow straight. Have something on your heart you'd like to ask him, a little need, a request. Praise his holy name. Brother Philip, could you take the request?
Heavenly Father, as we approach thee this evening, Lord, we come to thee for the needs of the people tonight, Lord. We get everyone to raise your hand to you what the need was, Lord. We pray now, Father, that you heal every physical need that they might have at this time. Whatever the sickness might be, we pray, Father, that you come down from your glory, Lord, and just meet the need, Lord, and let us thank God. And we pray, Father, for those that may have difficult needs tonight, Lord. We don't know what needs they might have, but we know, Father, that you will supply all needs. And most of all, Father, we come to thee tonight, Lord, for the spiritual needs tonight. Each and every one of us, Lord, we pray, Father, that you look down now and look into our hearts, Lord, and search our minds, Lord, and the things that we have need of spiritually, Lord, that we might grow and become more like Christ here on this earth, Lord, in the power we live in. We may become more imitators, Lord, of you. The life that you live, Lord, the love and the passion, Lord, and everything that you show, Lord, we walk here upon the earth, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have a desire in our hearts, God, God, to do the very thing that you have us to do in this hour. But I'm
Praises. You may be seated. Amen. Would there be someone have a special song or just a chorus on your heart? Amen. Praise his name. Would you have something to give him? All right. Let's all stand then. Sing a little chorus. Only believes. Ask our brother to come. Only believe.
Just want to thank you for this another opportunity to come, and Lord, as we go back into a few scriptures and quotes, Lord, we just ask your blessings upon your word and to our hearts, Lord, that it might stir us and give us strength, Lord, to continue to press and to run like we've never run before, Lord, and just to be open, Lord, and yielded to whatever you would have that you would want to do in our hearts and in our lives, that Lord, through it all, you would receive the glory. And we ask it in the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While you're still standing, if you will, we'll just turn back over to Colossians, the first chapter, and read a portion here again. We had read. We'll just start there about the 18th verse of the first chapter of Colossians. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and having made through peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless and redeem his word, and you may be seated. Just so thankful for what God has done for us in this hour, and how it truly should stir each of our hearts to realize that by God's grace, he saw me in his mind before there was a moon or a star. And even tonight, I sit here with, you may sit here with understanding and realizing what God has done and how he's done it, and seeing God's reveal his great plan to us to cause the love and the desire within our own hearts to yield our bodies subject unto him and to let him have his way, that he might achieve the full preeminence in all of our lives, and that everything we do and say would be pleasing to him. And as we've mentioned it before, that we would live our lives in such a way others would come to know him because they know you or they know me. And that our lives would be such a testimony to others. And not just talking about a word or a letter, or so to speak, and just saying, well, you know what it says. But being able with our lives to prove and to
our testimonies in our lives bearing witness that Jesus Christ lives on the throne of our hearts, and having it evident that he's taken us over and that we live his life and he is in there living it himself, and how we should just be so appreciative for what he's doing. But I just had a few quotes and scriptures I thought we would run along with some of what we were saying this morning in the last couple services. Just to see that God has so graciously bestowed the word upon us and so graciously give us eye salve to understand. And maybe some don't see yet. Maybe some have not had the opportunity that we've been given. And maybe some, by God's grace, if they be elect before that time comes, he'll give them an opportunity to hear some of these wonderful things in God's precious word. He said he wouldn't lose none of his own. And there's a time and a season for everything. And God knows what's best and when the time is right. But everybody can see that the things are wrapping up, and they can see that this world is fixing to come to an end, and seeing that all the chaos that's around us and all that's happening. But God's going to have a people that will be a reflection of himself. And by God's grace, may we be one of them. Amen. Here in the message, this was in Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed. And it was preached in 63. July 7th, 28th. About paragraph 531, Brother Branham was speaking. And he says, "Now look, notice now united together under one headship in like manner, type of Israel of old, and you're getting it, like Israel of old, one God, vindicated by a pillar of fire, revealed himself through a prophet to be the Word. And the same God, same pillar of fire, same way, he cannot change his way, just as perfect as it can be, isn't it? One God. How many gods did Israel have? How many has the bride got? And how many will there ever be? One, sure. See, under the headship of the Holy Spirit, which was the pillar of fire in the days of Moses, the great prophet, he was directed by a pillar of fire. Is that right? The congregation says amen. He says, all right, going to a promised land. And in the Christian age, there is one God which appeared in the form of a pillar of fire to a prophet called Paul, who was sent to the Gentiles to take a people out for his name's sake. Is that right? And in the last days has come down in like manner, vindicating himself. See, the same sign, same wonder, same pillar of fire, same gospel, same word, same manifestation. And his body will do the works that he promised, like in Mark 16 and so forth. His body was not held in the grave, but was recognized with him in the resurrection. Do you get it? The body of his believing children will not be held in the grave when he comes, but will be recognized with him because he died for the purpose to resurrect his bride, the body. Recognized because it is his body, because it's the Word. It's so completely yielded from denominations and things to him. And he is the Word, see? And it's recognized with him because now we have the first fruit of our resurrection. And by know that we've passed from death unto life and become prisoners of his. And God proving to us by his personal headship that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, by doing the same things through the church that he did then. He in me, I in him, and him in you, you know, and so forth. That's right. His body was not held in the grave, but recognized with him in the resurrection, the same as he is now. Listen, which means this, his word, which he is, as it began to be risen, the word that down through the age of Luther, Wesley, see, as it began to raise up to its power, and then it began to move, and then it moved a little more. Now it's coming up to an identification, see, watch now. The life in the body is a vindication, the rapture is at hand. And when you see the headship and that body becoming one, the fullness of the measure of his manifestation shows that that body is about ready to be received to the headship. And how it should just be ever so mindful, and how it should be so present upon our hearts to realize and to search and to watch, to look for every move that it would be pleasing to Jesus Christ. To realize that that we're looking for that reflection of this precious word being made manifest in these mortal bodies. We're looking for that overcoming to be taking place daily. Looking for him, because we know we can't do it in ourselves, but through him we can do all things. For greater is he that's in you than he that's in all the world. He is the great conqueror. He is the great provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. And how we should truly, as we are facing these last few moments of time, how we should truly be such a surrendered people to the Holy Spirit and letting him have his preeminence and recognizing
that God has sent all that he's been doing down through time, all of the messages that's been preached and the prophet coming and all how God's great plan has fell out and how he sent that as we were speaking on the him giving gifts to the church to bring us to that place. How thankful we ought to be able to see I've been a recipient of the moving of the Holy Spirit and to see that God has not forgotten me. Yes, sometimes that word may come sharp and it may step on our toes. It may chisel us. It may shape us down. But how thankful we ought to be able to sit here and see that he's still working on me. Seeing that he still cares and knows that, yes, I may come in and I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and know that that word was plotted for me. And I know it came for me. And how as we see others maybe lost in a world, still confused and still bound up. But if we'll just let our light so shine before men. And if we'll just take God's precious word and in a reality express it, watch God may draw in one more somewhere along the way. But it's got to be a life lived, and it can't just be us talking about it. People's heard religion talked about for a long time. And there's people in this message that heard about a prophet, and they've heard about how we ought to do things and how we should live and how we should do this and that and the other. And they can look and see mess after mess after mess in every church. And it takes and gives them a bad taste in their mouth for even religion, so to speak. But there is a genuine truth in God's word. And there is a genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost that will bring men's bodies subject to God's precious word. That God's purpose would be achieved. And through that may our light shine forth. That we just wouldn't be another church. That we wouldn't just be another person attending services. But we would be a living and written epistle read of all men expressing Jesus Christ in this last day, and that our life would truly be a reflection of him in the fullness as he was in Christ. Amen. That it's our turn for him to continue that work. This is in the message. Amen. I was going to read. Let's turn over to Ephesians and read what Paul said here real quick. We've read these things many times, but it's always good to refresh our hearts with the word. Ephesians. And let's just, let's go ahead and just read the whole chapter. It'll be good for us. Paul's writings, it's always good to keep it fresh in our hearts. But let's begin at the first verse of the fifth chapter. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And be not ye there partakers with them, for ye were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the Lord will of the Lord is. And by God's grace, he's plainly revealed to us what his will is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, and giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ has also loved the church and gave himself for it. I want you to think about the love he's had for us, saints. As we sang the love of God, our brother sang that song. You just think where you were and what God done for you and brought the muck and mire that he brought you from and give you grace and eyes to see to be able to sit here tonight and understand his precious word. And don't ever be puffed up in ourselves to think because we have eyes to see that we're somebody. And that makes me somebody more than someone else, because it's only God's grace that we have that ability. And it's only God's grace, as I said here, that there's a love burning in my heart, a love burning in your heart, to see every word made real and live. And not just to be a follower of just another message, church, or just a follower of another man. But to follow Christ and to see his life made real to us. It's only his grace that desire burns. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. And so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, and he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are many members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. But nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And as he says, it's a great mystery, and he's speaking concerning Christ and the church. Look how much we should be under subjection to every word of Jesus Christ. Truly surrendering ourselves to him, that he would have that full preeminence. That we don't make a move without his permission. We don't make a move without consulting the word and saying, Lord, would this be in your will? Would this be what you would have me do? Is this the proper time, Lord, for me to make this move to speak to someone? Is it the proper time for me to try to help this person over here? Is it the proper time, Lord, lead me, Lord, and guide me? And you, as I said, just think how God sent an angel to Cornelius and told him to call for Peter. And God could have delivered the same message through that angel, but that wasn't God's provided way. And how we must make sure that every move we make, we're consulting the Lord. And as you look back through the prophets' messages, and we see the examples that's been given, how at different times, different ones that weren't ministry were even led by the Holy Spirit to do something. And it worked out to the glory of God and the grace to show forth that he is real and the same today as he was yesterday and shall be forever. It's a many-membered wife. It's not just to the preachers. It's to each and every one of us to be a representative of Jesus Christ in these last few moments of time. And how our lives should lights should show shine forth. In the back in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed here, page, and this is paragraph 478. He says, listen close now. I want you not to fail to get this. No other church, no other sign, no other fellowship, no other government. No other testimony, no other creed, no denomination is accepted outside of this. God accepts nothing else but that Christ in you, the hope of glory. The only thing God recognizes, no fellowship, no church, no creed, no denomination, no nothing. Everything else is dead. It's fragments that has to be cut off and pruned away from the thing that Christ might live with preeminence is in you. And it's striking how many times he made sure to repeat what he was saying. And how each one of us, we've all come from different walks. We've all come from different churches. We've all come from different paths. But how important it is for us not to hold on to anything that's some kind of a creed or some kind of an idea, something that maybe we heard that we thought sounded good, but to truly surrender ourselves and weigh everything back underneath the Word of God and make sure it lines up 100%. It's so easy to maybe just hold on to a wrong thought that we thought. And that's where we should cry out and ask the Lord, Lord, if I'm holding on to one thing that's hindering you from working in my life to the fullness, Lord, show me what it is that I can get rid of that thing and have it overcome. And Lord, that I would surrender to the word that it would have the full preeminence. Not referring back. I've got one limb here, says that's my organization that's got to be cut off too. And I've got my so-and-so here, this says this. My mother will tell me I'm a holy roller. That's got to be cut off too, see? Well, I know my husband wants to wear these shorts. That's got to be cut off too, see? It's got to be cut off and pruned till there's just you and Christ alone, see? Think, by the living presence of the living Christ, by the living word. Oh, living Christ, living presence, living word, watch by his own personal vindication, proves his church, not members. He never done it in the days of Moses, and he never done it in the days of anybody else. At the end of the world, when it comes to the place where it was the destruction, the days of Lot, it wasn't membership. It was a personal vindication. God in the flesh, see, a personal vindication. Remember, think of that a people born of his spirit in a day like this, in this great denominational age that we live, and the living God takes his living word and vindicates it personally. This life that's in the word, the germ that's in the seed, and the word is a seed that a sower went forth to sow, and the life is Christ in the word personally in you, vindicating something that you cannot do, proving himself that it's not you, but it's him. And you become one, a love slave to him, to be a bride. Nowhere in there did it say, well, I was going to do anything but yield. And he was going to do it all with his life, his spirit. He's going to live himself. And all my, it'll be his expressions, not my expressions. Thanks be to the living God who created the heavens and the earth and all that's in the midst. No wonder he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He that was, which is, and shall to come, the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He is the all in all. His presence in the individual with a personal vindication of himself, expressing himself, the living word that's promised for the day, expressing itself through you, a vindication of the great revelation of God. Look, only in an individual, never in a group. An individual, not in a group. His identification is with an individual. You get that? Not with the Methodists, not with the Baptists, not the Presbyterians, not the Lutherans, Pentecostals, not with the message churches, but as an individual. I put the message churches in there. I'll take one and leave one. I'll separate them. That's right. There'll be two in the field. I'll take one, leave one. There'll be two in bed, and I'll take one and leave one. It's not a group. It's a personal vindication of a pregnated child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, and so surrendered to God that he don't care about anything else. And the Holy Spirit living its life, pulsating through him, showing a personal vindication of the word itself, expressing itself to the people and to the world. And that's the purpose for which we have been sent. Amen. To let him have that full preeminence. And oh, how that ought to strike a chord in our hearts greater. I know we've heard many things said. And there's many a minister has preached many a wonderful message, and some are way more able to break it down and to pull the text out of it and just go into teaching it like just unbelievable and make it so real. But oh, how great it is for a little elected seed to just grab a hold of just holding on to what God has said and not looking at nothing else, but just to sit underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, pulling on God to give them their portion and watch God reveal the word to them that they have need of, that'll bring this body subject. Think about Peter. He couldn't write his own name, but God expressed it through him, through Peter, just as much as he wanted to, of how Peter was in his control. And oh, we see a life changed and a life live. And that's what we want to see. People that know us, to be able to look at us and say, I did know him when he was a young man. I maybe knew him 2 weeks ago. He's not the same man today that he was 2 weeks ago. I see the change in his life daily. There's always just something about him. There's a sweetness about him. There's a kindness, a brotherly love, a long-suffering, loving your neighbor as yourself. There's just something about you that people can draw strength. They see you'd never get upset. They see that maybe you're going through some hard times, but that life of Jesus Christ is holding you in check. It's holding you, monitoring your replies and how you may respond. And through it all, God is getting the glory from it. And oh, what a great privilege it is to be one of his in this last day. And to think that by his mercy and grace, for all that he's done for me and all that he does every day, all he's asking for me is to yield my body to him as a living sacrifice. To give him up, give up of my own life, and just let him have his way. And look what lays in store for each and every one of those that can truly let him have the full preeminence of their life. In the message, the identified masterpiece of God, and this is just a little thing, Brother Branham, you've heard it before. It's where he was talking about the old violin. You sisters can come to the instruments. I'm not going to hold you very long this evening. He says, you know, the old master violin, and that's one time you've heard the story. They had the old violin and auctioned it off, and they wanted to sell it. Nobody would buy it. And they said, who'll give a dollar, and who'll give a dollar and a half? And finally, going once, going twice, a dollar and a half. And finally, an old gray-haired man stepped out of the audience. And you know the story. He picked it up and said, let me have it. Put some rosin on his bow, and he struck it a few times. And the people began to weep, and the tears began to run off their faces like that. And when they did, the auctioneer picked it up once again and said, who will make one? Said 1,000 and 2,000, 5,000. What was the difference? The master, the one who knew it, the one who built it, he knew how to get out of it, what was in it. And as long as we try to bring our churches out of creeds and denominations, we'll never do it. Let the master builder of mankind, who made man in his own image, who is building him a bride for the same thing, let his bow stroke of the Holy Ghost strike this word into your heart one time, and it'll be our best example. No matter how big are your big churches you go to, how many names is on the book, it'll do more for Jesus Christ than all the churches and denominations and creeds and world churches and organizations in all the world. He is making a bride. Yes, sir, and he's hewing the chips now, chopping off the world. Oh, church joining, creeds and denomination and dogmas, all has to be cut away from the church. Their formal ideas, their indifference, their doctrines and things. Come back and let the master pick up the bow. Let the master pick you up in his hands and strike the word and say, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And watch God do the work in our lives and watch it bring glory and honor to his name. Amen. I pray that through something that's been said or read today, that we've been able to draw something from it, each and every one of us. I know it's been an encouragement to me to go back and read and to be honest, we've touched so many things in just four services that we just lightly went over the top of, and how deep it is and how rich it is to get into God's word and to pray and ask God to open up our hearts greater to these things and push aside the we may have been in this message for 40 years and we may have heard it quoted and we may have heard it said, but get in the atmosphere and pray and ask the Lord to open up our hearts to these things. Yes, many of us, you know, it's exciting. We've heard it before, and maybe as we hear it again, but the Spirit, the Word of the Lord is anointed. And if you can get into a prayer closet and begin to pray and begin to read and watch God open up your heart to things, watch things jump out and strike your heart, and then come in, and every time you have an opportunity together with saints of like precious faith around the precious Word, come in underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit and God's provided channels and watch God reveal himself to us. God will open up your understanding. But oh my, it doesn't mean that you should just only come to church and let the preachers tell you. No, read it for yourself. Study it. Pray and ask God to open up our hearts to these things. But oh, don't ever get your eyes set that it has to be a man. God is here to watch over his word. And he will make sure we get our portion. But if we'll just let him with the Holy Spirit, if we'll just yield to him, and focus our attention. Sometimes that's where we fail, is we don't focus our attention to the true purpose for which we've been sent. We get it too focused to everything that's happening around us. And life goes on, work goes on. I've never seen a time where work is so busy for all of us. And it's always something pulling on us. We're always needed somewhere. And it's got to the point where the Christians are the only people that'll work anymore. They're the only people that show up. They're the only people that's dependable. And it just causes our workload, but it's Satan all the time trying to put more pressure to try to deter us. He's trying, but oh, the Holy Spirit is strong. Stronger is he that's in you. And oh, he's going to watch over us. He will see us through. And by God's grace, he will live his life through his predestinated vessels and have the full preeminence. And we will be a reflection of Jesus Christ to this world, to this people, and declare that he is still the living today. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Amen. Like I said, I pray God's word is encouraging. I pray it'll help you. And I was just wondering, I don't think I have that little song, Down From His Glory. I was wondering if we could sing that. Amen. I don't know what page it's on.
down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name.
Oh, isn't he so precious? Amen. Thank him for his mercy and his grace. Lord willing, and if he should tarry, Brother Smith should be with us November 12th and 13th, which I think it's 13th is actually the Sunday. So keep that in mind, and if everything goes all right, he should be here. And just pray that God will have his way. Amen. And just continue to uphold your pastor in our prayers and make sure that God will continue to strengthen him and give him the rest that he needs and bring him back, that when he comes back, I'm sure he's going to have a ways to go. He's missed four services, so you might have to have some long services for a couple Sundays. So get ready. Amen. You might have to get caught up. But Lord's will, we just pray that everything we do will be magnifying to God. Amen. Brother Paul, why don't you come dismiss us? Amen.
Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Jesus, we can definitely say, Lord, it was good to be in the house of the Lord today, Lord Jesus, and just to hear that wonderful word, Lord Jesus, to enlighten us and strengthen us, Lord. We just want to thank you for those things, Lord Jesus, and pray you just go with us now this week, Father, and just maybe take this word with us, Lord, where we go, maybe be a light and a witness, Lord Jesus, and just reach out to those last souls out there, yes, Father, Lord Jesus, for Lord, as the time goes on, Lord, we just get wearier as time goes on, Lord. We're just looking to go home, Father, Lord. Just pray that last one come in so we can leave, Father. And we just want to thank you for these things and just be with us now. And may you just ask all these things in your name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed.